This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five to shoot, four to shoot. Harden, a straightaway three. Good! James Harden drills the three! Timeout Golden State! Rockets up six. 49 seconds to go in overtime.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was the best of times, and it was the worst of times. I'm not really sure where we are right now with the Houston Rockets, only that we know for damn sure that the last two seasons have ended in heartbreak and disappointment in the playoffs against the Warriors. But that is Craig Ackerman on the Rockets Radio Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're spending some time in Houston now to try to get to the bottom of things. We welcome our friend Mike Meltzer, who's the co-host of Sports Radio 610's Mad Radio in the Mornings. Mike, I don't know what to believe. What do you believe about the relationship between James Harden and Chris Paul after everything that's been written and said?
Well, Amy, listen, I'm sure that these guys have their differences, but the stuff that was in the Yahoo Sports story from yesterday that everybody's talking about, I just think was overblown. Based on a lot of things that have come out since that point, based on the people that I know, the people that I talked to, the idea that James Harden and Chris Paul spent 2 months during the season not talking whatsoever just seems like it's not true unless the writer Vince Goodwill wrote it in some sort of non-literal way, if that makes sense. Because there are all these reports yesterday after that story came out about these guys playing cards on the plane. I know people who are close to the organization that talk about how these guys do talk during the season. So I'm sure that there might be differences between James and Chris, but not to the extent that it was portrayed in Yahoo Sports on Tuesday.
So when Vincent Goodwill, the author of this article, says the two stars reportedly haven't spoken in 2 months, you're not buying it?
Yeah, I'm not buying it. And there was something in here, Amy, that I found to be completely staggering. There was a quote that I'm still trying to figure out how exactly it makes sense. Here's the quote. "There's no respect at all on either side. They need to get it away from one another. Chris doesn't respect James's standing in the league, and James doesn't respect the work Chris has put in to this point." That makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, think about that. Chris doesn't respect James's standing in the league. Listen, whatever people want to say about James Harden, who doesn't respect his standing in the league? He's one of the very best players in the NBA. That is not something that's up for debate. And as far as, you know, James doesn't respect the work Chris has put into this point, that's completely illogical. I mean, Chris Paul is a dude who's like 6 foot flat, who's going to be an absolute first ballot guaranteed Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. There's no way James Harden cannot respect the work that Chris Paul has put in. Nobody's ever questioned Chris Paul's work ethic. So based on some of the things that were in that story, I just can't see how that could possibly be true is the best way that I can put it.
What signs of friction have people in Houston seen between the two then, Mike?
Well, there was something that Tim McMahon wrote of ESPN.com a few days ago, which I thought was a good point. And Tim, when he discussed the friction between James and Chris, you know, he had cited there was at the podium in the playoffs, and this is this year. It was in like the first round or so when those guys go up there together, which they did a lot in the playoffs these last 2 years. And Chris Paul, after like three or four questions that were just directed toward James Harden, Chris Paul basically got up and left. And we mentioned it a little bit. We had talked about it, but didn't take it too seriously. And McMahon portrayed it as like, yeah, this is something that Chris Paul kind of had an issue with, that there's so much focus on James Harden, both on the court, even in a situation like that. So you'll see that. And the reports from, I think, The Athletic over the last month or so since the Rockets lost the Warriors in the playoffs about game six against the Warriors on that Friday, you know, basically 4 or 5 weeks ago,
right,
where there were some differences between Harden and Paul about the way they were running their offense and all that. But I'm cool with those guys having issues with that because I think that's what competitors do. So you're asking me about signs of friction. Those would be my answers. There have been some signs of friction like that.
Well, losing definitely generates friction. And the fact is that they ran into that same team again twice and without Kevin Durant at the end. So that part I understand toward the end. No one likes to lose. But if the relationship is unsalvageable, that's where the changes would need to be made. Mike Meltzer with us from Sports Radio 610, our affiliate in Houston. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. So then, in your opinion, from your perspective, how do the Rockets move forward from this point?
I would not do anything out of desperation. I mean, listen, the league is wide open. The Warriors are obviously not going to be nearly as good next season as they were the last couple of seasons. That's obvious based on injuries. I know the Lakers got better, and I think they're better than the Rockets are right now, but they still have a lot of issues to prove. And plus, you know, Anthony Davis and LeBron both need to prove they can stay healthy. If I'm the Rockets, I'm not going to do anything out of desperation. I'm not going to trade anybody just to, you know, make someone's feelings better or worse. I'm just going to stick with the team I have unless I can find something that is a better trade for me. Scott Burrell had me on, I want to say it was 3 weeks ago, and he asked me something similar, and I kept going back to this. Whether it's Chris Paul, whether it's Clint Capella, I'd be willing to make a lot of moves from a Rockets standpoint, but I'm not going to make a move unless it's going to make me a better basketball team, because this is a team now where I know things seem like they're not very good and there are stories like seemingly every couple of days or every week. But this is a team that's been highly successful the last couple of years. They just haven't quite gotten the job done. I'm not going to make a move just to make a move because I'm making moves to make myself better. And Clint Capella is one thing, but Chris Paul, especially with his contract, I'm not going to trade him to make myself worse. That just doesn't make any sense to me. If I still think the league is wide open next year and I have a chance to actually win.
However, Mike, if the team stands pat and doesn't make any moves and other teams get better, then that would just naturally move the Houston Rockets down farther in the West. So, for instance, the Lakers, they go out and they get Anthony Davis. Maybe the Clippers get Kawhi Leonard. So can the Rockets still be as competitive if other teams make moves but they stand pat?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they're too worried about, you know, there's not going to be a move in this offseason that's going to be equivalent to, you know, Durant going to the Warriors, obviously, you know, 3 years ago. There's nothing, I think, on the table that's going to be quite like that. Listen, it's a concern. There's no doubt. There's a concern that this team's best chances may have been last year to win the title, Amy, and then, you know, possibly this year, even though they weren't as good this season as they were last season. It's a real worry. But I still think internally at Toyota Center, they believe they have a very good team, and I think they still want to try to contend and see what they can do. And again, like unless they felt like they truly could not win, and I don't think they're anywhere near that point, they're going to still try to make moves to make themselves better. If there are moves that just make themselves worse but better possibly 3 years from now, I don't think they're really entertaining anything along those lines.
Mm. Mike Meltzer from Houston with us here after our CBS Sports Radio. So what's the status with Mike D'Antoni and his contract?
It's a weird deal. It's so weird. Man, it's weird. it's weird because, you know, they negotiate in public, which is strange. And that's more from, well, it's actually from both sides because, you know, Mike D'Antoni's side, him, and I like Mike, and his agents have discussed, you know, some specific terms that are offered by the Rockets. The Rockets have, you know, the Rockets owner, Tilman Fertitta, has discussed how apparently they made Mike some really good offer, which they haven't. And I think they're in this weird spot where Tilman Fertitta, who's the owner, he doesn't really like the status quo when it comes to coaches. So one example with this is a few years ago, Tilman is big at the University of Houston. Like he is like one of the main Board of Regents guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he was upset when Tom Herman left from U of H to go to the University of Texas. And his whole thing is like, well, why isn't these coaches in college football have so much power and the universities like have very little power? And so they hired Major Applewhite 2 years ago, and they set up this whole contract where if Major tried to leave, like, he would have to pay them and just do all these different things. And I just think that Tillman, he hasn't really gotten used to the power structure in sports where, listen, it's an awkward spot for the Rockets because ultimately they probably don't want to pay Mike D'Antoni going rate because Tillman is probably rightfully thinking, listen, this whole thing, as you're alluding to, this whole thing could blow up in a year or two. If I give D'Antoni a big extension now, I'm going to be on the hook for a big contract. At the same time, it's hard to just fire Mike D'Antoni because right now, right this second, I don't know who they can get who is an upgrade over Mike D'Antoni, which is the same issue from a coaching standpoint that they have with the players that we've just been talking with the last 10 minutes or so, which is it's hard to get better. And I think what they should do is they should re-sign Mike because they don't really have any other great option. I don't know who I can go out there and say, yeah, they should fire Mike D'Antoni and bring in this guy. Now, maybe there's a next Nick Nurse out there. I just don't know who exactly that is. So Mike D'Antoni will be back this season, but I'm guessing it's going to be either on the deal that he has now, which is lame duck last year of his deal, or maybe he gets like somehow another year or so tacked on. But that's where we're at with Mike D'Antoni. It's a weird deal.
Huh. Just 15 seconds, Mike. Bigger story in Houston right now, is it the Astros or the Rockets' dysfunction?
I think it's the Rockets' dysfunction by a little bit.
Okay.
But also probably this weird Texas general manager thing has gotten a ton of play
as
well.
No doubt. Also, that is odd. And the weird thing is it hardly got any pub. I think it happened on a Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And it seemed really odd like there wasn't more of an uproar about it. So maybe next time we have you on, we'll talk about that. Thank you so much. You can find Mike on Twitter at Mike Meltzer, M-E-L-T-S-E-R, about to start his show. Well, getting close to starting his show on our affiliate in Houston, Sports Radio 610. Thanks so much, Mike. It's always good to catch up with you.
Oh, Amy, always great. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.